Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
I can see it now, Jake. I just kicked open the bullpen door. No, keep the music going. Keep the music going. Okay, I'm walking out to the field. The glass is shattered. I'm getting ready to throw the ball. There was a time when I could throw a fast. It's probably a pepper and hot 74 miles an hour now. And I'm getting ready to throw some meaty pitches right down the middle and blow this game. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the first hour of the show. I asked Jake, I said, if you could be any type of pitcher, starter, closer, reliever, what would you be? He said closer. I said closer. And I said, I'd have like the glass shattering entrance music, just like the top of the hour of every show that I do. And I'd be walking out and I'd kick open the bullpen door. And by God, I don't know if I'd be any good, but I'd sure have a whole lot of fun. And I'd be trying to intimidating as all hell while I'm walking out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk about, we got a few things on the docket, but this particular segment, we're going to have 3 clips that we play. All right. And they all come back to Matt Rhule. So the first one is Matt Rhule. The second one's actually Greg Maddux. It comes back to Matt Rhule. And then the third one is Donovan Edwards / Travis Hunter. It all comes back to Matt Rhule and trying to keep up the standard of excellence. Now, real quick, before we play that, we're going to do this Mondays and Fridays going forward. This show is constantly evolving, growing, hopefully getting better. More often than we go backwards. Hopefully we're getting better each and every day, but we are now going to do our daily trivia contest giveaway. So if you want to be brought on air, Carriker's Trivia Challenge, now it's going to be Monday, Friday, right? At the top of the noon hour, 12:30, somewhere in there, that block, win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions, 2040 Southwest Fifth Street here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay. Call this number. What is that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
We'll bring you live on air. You get 3 questions. I get 3 questions. If we tie, we have a tiebreaker that makes sense. You can win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. Even if you lose, somebody from the people is going to win. Be the first person to call in. But while we're waiting for a caller to call in, go ahead and play. It's about a 2-minute soundbite of an interview that is not fully dropped yet of Matt Rhule. So you're getting kind of a sneak peek here, ladies and gentlemen. Him talking about trying to maintain elite standards throughout. What he even called mediocre success up to this point. Go ahead and roll that there, Jake.
When you've got a room full of people who have won championships or been part of championship teams, they know what it feels like. They know when it is how it's supposed to be, when it's not how it's supposed to be. The level of competition in practice, the intensity of practice, they've been around it. When you've got players or coaches who haven't necessarily been there and you're trying to explain to them, it doesn't look the way it should yet, even though you feel like you're on the right track, I'll know when we get there. Like, what's that conversation like?
It's hard, man. It's hard to take the practice thing. You know, so I had a player come up to me at the end of this year, great young man on our team, and he's been there for a couple of years. He's like, Coach, you know, you got here, and we started doing mat drills, and we started tackling in practice. We started doing all these things, and we were all like, wow, we never worked this hard. We're going to win. He's like, but, you know, we're 5-7 and 6-6. It's the same record. You know, this was right after we lost to Iowa. He goes, because this is the same, we're getting the same result with a different thing. And I understand that. I completely understand. I said, but the only chance we have to get to a CFP team is to do what CFP teams do. And what most people do is they start trying to do it and they look around. They're like, hey, it's not really working, is it? No, it's not really working. And they quit and they give up on their dream. The dream never gives up on you. I don't care if you're an actor. I don't care if you're in sports media. I don't care if you're a football coach, football player. The dream never gives up on you. But most people give up on their dreams. And to me, it's just like when you get to that moment where it feels like, hey, is this working or not? Like just after that Iowa game and then my D coordinator left and my D line coach left and a bunch of guys went in the portal and it feels like, oh no, is this about to fall down? You do what Theo Epstein said when he went to Chicago, you double down, you go all in, you take all your chips and put them in the middle of the table. And you say, no, forget this. I'm not a sheep. I'm not going out like this. And you got to get, you can't make the players do that. You know, I have no problem explaining why to our players, but I can't justify. I can't be like, no, just trust me. Like they've got to buy into it. And so nothing comes easy because you know what? Ohio State is working hard. So for us to be working as hard as Ohio State, and they're already three levels ahead of us, we're going to be chasing them for a long time. We've got to be willing to do things that maybe they aren't. And I say that with respect to them because I know Ryan's going to do everything. But like, you got to do things that are so uncomfortable to just have a chance. And when you have your chance, you can't blow it.
We are going to respond to that. But I always say the first person who calls in will bring you on air. We got a caller for Carricker's Trivia Challenge. The one thing I will say, all right, and then we will come back and fully respond to that and play the other clips we've got. Just in the back of your minds while we're doing Carricker's Trivia Challenge, I've said it before, I'll say it again, be willing to do what other people aren't so you can achieve what they won't. That is what Matt Rhule is trying to get Nebraska, the players, and everyone to buy into. And it takes time. It takes consistency over time. When he said Ohio State's three levels above us. You could argue, hey, we were right there playing with them. Their record's significantly better, which is why he said that. And it's a fair assessment. But when you're behind and you're just doing what they do, it's going to take time. And honestly, you have to be willing to do what they aren't as hard as Ryan Day is working if you want to actually catch up. But we're going to come back to that. All right, we've got a caller for Carricker's Trivia Challenge. Who do we got, Jake?
That's right. If we can have you turn down your radio, Jeremy is on the line with us. Jeremy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going, my man? You ready for this today? You ready for this on a snowy Monday in February?
Well, we'll give it a try.
You sound very confident.
All right. You can't be too far off. They're either or questions until our tiebreaker. So we're going to figure out how well you guys remember the Super Bowl. It's been over a week now, but we've got some Super Bowl trivia for you guys, and we will start with Jeremy. And, of course, we need some game show music.
We're going to
do a little bit of a game show here. So here we go, Jeremy. Let's start with you. Did the Chiefs finish with above or below 50 rushing yards?
Could you repeat it?
Yeah.
Well,
so did the Chiefs finish? Did the Chiefs finish above or below 50 rushing yards? They choose above or below.
Oh, above.
They actually finished with 49. So that would be below.
That's a tricky question.
Which team had more penalties in this year's Super Bowl? Was it the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Just for me?
Yeah.
I would say the Chiefs did more penalties.
The Eagles actually had more penalties.
Oh, those stinking refs, I tell you what. They tried to sway it by 40 points. It didn't work.
All right, Jeremy. Final question for you. Who led the Eagles in tackles? Was it Zach Bond or Josh Sweat?
Sweat.
It was actually Zach Bond. So,
oh, my God.
Jeremy, unfortunately, right. You're doing about as good as I did with trivia this
morning. I don't remember much, but that Super Bowl seems like 8 years ago, so your odds are still at least 50-50.
Yeah, so we'll see how Adam does here. Adam, which team finished with more yards per play? Was it the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Chiefs.
That is correct. The Chiefs did. Which team finished with more passing yards, Chiefs or Eagles?
Chiefs.
That's correct as well. And who led the Chiefs in tackles, Nick Bolton or Drew Tranquil?
Bolton.
It was actually Tranquil, but your two correct answers.
The first two were kind of, those were a little bit easy. They had no choice but to throw. And of course, they had the big bombs. All right. I appreciate you joining us, Jeremy, but we still play for the people. How can somebody still claim today's prize there, Jake? Thank you for joining us, Jeremy.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. Well, even Jeremy, before you hang up, you can also win, but now you want to hang up because caller number one, the first caller, now call in 402-464-5685 will claim that Benjamin Franklin.
All right. 9-4-1. I just want that noted. Need to change that whiteboard score. Yeah, right. Change that whiteboard score. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about you, Rico,
you're
back there with your hands in the air. You're one of that four. Don't worry, your day's coming, my friend.
So you're officially to the Bo Pelini threshold, 9-4-1. There we go.
You gonna fire me? Oh,
oh no, no.
I shouldn't have put that out there.
All if right. you do that 7 years in a row, maybe.
Ooh.
No.
All right. So I love Carrickers Trivia. I legit have no idea what the topic's going to be. At least during the season, I knew it was always the upcoming opponent because I put that together after about the third week, and then they're in the college football playoff. Like, it's the time of the year where I have no idea what it's going to be. So I love it. It's unpredictable. It's fun. Mondays, Fridays, and that noon hour. Back to the Matt Rhule clip. All right. So he's talking about getting players to buy in. It hasn't worked yet. The record is the same. We're doing all these things we haven't done before. It's still hard for me to say this out loud. We're tackling in practice now when we didn't used to. All right, we're doing mat drills, and there's always different variations of what mat drills may or may not be. Apparently, what Rhule is doing is harder than what Frost did, okay, which aligns with pretty much what we have heard. Not a shot, just is what it is. 2 + 2 = 4. So my point is simply this. The players are kind of like, well, the record is the same. It takes time. There's a filtering out process, first and foremost. I love Bullock and Robinson and those guys and Ramir frickin' Johnson. Okay, but there's also a little bit of a filtering out process and then a starting over process and a re-education process with players. And I nothing but love and respect. Like, I just listed probably my three favorite players on last year's team. Guys that I have talked about, like, a lot. Because I am a fan of them and I respect them. But there comes a point where it's easier to teach somebody from a blank chalkboard than to erase everything they've been learning for 2 or 3 years and start over. Does that make sense, Jake? Kind of what I'm saying? And so you kind of got to start over, and then you got to build up, and then you're playing catch up. He didn't talk about 8-9 wins. Matt Rhule is all in on this year three job. He said CFP. If you don't know, that means college football playoff contention. That's what he is looking for. Sooner rather than later. Of course, that's what everybody's looking for. But we just made a bowl game for the first time in umpteen years. So it's kind of like, oh, that's a jump in a times three, I think. But it's not impossible. Look at Indiana. Talked about that before. My point is simply, what Matt Rhule's trying to do is get people to buy into the process. And understand that there is a process within the process, and then it takes time. And you've got to show up day in and day out consistently. I don't even try to bring up the word consistency, and it just comes up because it is such a huge thing. On a day like today, and everybody's got their own thing. Like, I'm like, I got to leave 10 minutes early, get into the ticket. There's going to be days when you've got to maybe do it remote or do it something like that, or something comes up. But I'm like, nope, I got to adjust my day so I can be in studio. It means something to be in studio to me. I love interacting with Jake personally. I love those things. And to each their own. Everybody's different. But there's something about consistency despite what's in front of you. I will be honest with you, and it almost worked to my detriment. I would see what everybody else was doing. And if I didn't do at least what everybody else was doing, it drove me nuts. That was just me staying on par with everybody. The workouts that we were given, no. That wasn't what I was going to do. That was the bare minimum. In my obsessive compulsive OCD player mind, the workouts that we were given, no. That's the bare minimum. Now when everybody else is done working out, I'm going to go to East Campus, which my wife knows and a few people know, not a lot of people, and then I'm going to get my advantage. Then I'm going to get my edge. That was just me. I spent a lot of time in that East Campus weight room or at the local, not the Y, what's it called, where everybody could use the weight
room.
The Rec Center. I'd go over there, not as often. It was more private, more secluded at East Campus, less people. And not everybody has to be that way. That was me. And it almost worked to my detriment because I almost became OCD about certain things. And sometimes you just got to let things fall where they may. Okay, like you put in everything you can. Now just go out and leave it all on the line. So for me, it is coming back to a process over an extended period of time. You are behind to begin with as a program. You're trying to compete with teams that are ahead of you. Yes, what you're doing is harder. What you're doing is more difficult. You should expect to win games. But if you think it's going to come easy and soon and in the short term, with all due respect, it's an easy trap to fall into, but it's short-sighted. You have to be willing to do it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And the people who are willing to do that, again, people who are willing to do what other people aren't will achieve what other people won't. But it's consistency over time. It's why I respect a guy like Tom Brady so much. The fire that he still had. He talked about he was more nervous for that seventh Super Bowl than he was his first Super Bowl. The one with Tampa versus the one they beat with the Rams when Bledsoe got hurt. Part of that was just he had more awareness of how big of a deal it was as an older player than he did as a younger player. But the consistency over time is crazy to me. If people want to argue that Stone Cold Steve Austin, not to go all pro wrestling on you, is the greatest of all time, cool. I'm going to go. As much as people dislike Hogan or like Hogan or whatever, it's Hogan. It's consistency over time. 80s, 90s, good guy, bad guy, faction, solo run. Nobody was ever as white hot for a short period of time as Steve Austin. Nobody. But it wasn't anywhere near as extended over time with as many variations as Hogan. I know a lot of people just tuned out because I brought up pro wrestling, but most people know those two names, which is why I brought it up. So to me, I think that's what Rule's talking about. You've got to train guys. You got to get guys to buy in, and you've got to show up day in and day out, and you've got to be willing to embrace the journey. You've got to embrace the suck. I will never forget my rookie year. Oh, my God, I was so sore and beat up in camp. They moved me inside to nose guard. I was a rookie, so I'm learning a new position. They traded away the previous year's starter, so I had no choice but to start. Of course, I wanted to. But I would take reps with the first team, the second team, and the third team because I had to be ready to go game one. I'm watching James Hall, Leroy Glover, Leonard Little, the other three starters. They'd be in three reps, they'd be out. That was not me. I'm not complaining. They had to get me ready. But I was so beat up and exhausted. Now, I remember, I mean, it's hot in St. Louis. They'd come on the radio, hey, keep your dogs inside. It's not safe for them to be outside. We'd be outside scrimmaging. Those three guys had earned the right. Borderline Hall of Famer, Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ, 10-year vet. That's the accolades of the other three starters. And then here comes this snot-nosed rookie learning a new position who's too light in his britches to be a nose guard. So he's got to get better sooner rather than later because we traded the previous year's starter. And we don't even know who his backup's going to be. And so I turned on Hard Knocks that year. And it was the Cowboys. And Tony Romo was talking about, because somebody asked him, if you could just zoom ahead, if you knew you could make the Super Bowl, you could just zoom ahead to the Super Bowl, would you do it? He said, no. He said, you've got to embrace the journey. You've got to embrace the suck. And I thought that was the worst thing I'd ever heard in that moment. I wanted nothing to do with that statement. Keep in mind, I was battered and it was a tough time, all right? But he was right. You've got to embrace the journey. You've got to embrace the suck. You've got to enjoy the ups. You've got to enjoy the downs. And you've got to show up the next day and the next day. And the next day, you celebrate the good days, you have each other's backs through the hard times, and you show up the next day. I know that doesn't mesh with the transfer portal and the way certain things are viewed, and the transfer portal has its pluses and its minuses, okay? But that's what I take away from what Matt Rhule had to say in his clip. And I know we're running long again on this segment. I still want to play the Maddox clip because it does relate about looking to things long-term, having a long-term plan. All right, the Greg Maddox clip and then Donovan Edwards. There are things about Nebraska that are unique. Everyone wants to talk about all these challenges. Well, Devaney and Osborne did it for over 40 years. Look at what Cook did. Look at what Manning's done with the wrestling program. Look at all these coaches that have done it in various ways, various sports, various types of coaches. There are unique things about Nebraska that give us an advantage. We're going to play those clips, but before we go to the break, what are your thoughts on the Rhule clip? My reaction, and then we'll head to break.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was intrigued by a few different things. One, that Matt Rhule didn't include the bowl game when he was talking about it. He said, my teams went 5-7 and 6-6. So I think that somewhat gives you an idea that there is the standard or the hope that they can get to. They're focused on getting whatever it is, 9, 10, 11 mm-hmm. wins in the regular season. And then once you get there, you know, deal with it there. And then just the comparison to Ohio State, that's interesting too. And it might have worked in Nebraska's favor that they won the championship. So that is the team to compare to. But the fact that Nebraska maybe had these mediocre results, but was leading the national champion in the fourth quarter should tell his team, hey, we still got a long ways to go. But you guys know as well as we do, we can play with those guys.
Yeah, we had the lead with 7 minutes to go. Think about that. Think about that. All right. Is there anything from the text line? I know we got to get to break. Is there anything from the text line? All right, we come back. Text line, couple of clips. We'll keep chatting about this. And then we'll end the show today. The NBA All-Star Game, Steph Curry was the MVP, but the slam dunk competition, is it back? I got to be honest with you. The guy who won it, Mac McClung, has won three of them, and all four of his dunks got 50s. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.